From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. The UN Security Council is set to meet later Tuesday to discuss what to do about North Korea's latest ballistic missile launch. The missile flew over Japan before breaking apart and falling into the Pacific waters off Hokkaido. It's the first North Korean missile to travel in Japanese airspace since 2009. Prime Minister Shinzo Abe, who spoke with President Trump by phone, said Pyongyang's reckless action is an unprecedented, serious, and grave threat. Chief Cabinet Secretary Yoshihide Suga said his government cannot tolerate these repeated provocations. East Asia non-proliferation analyst Melissa Hannam of the Middlebury Institute for International Studies said the missile is believed to have been an intermediate-range Hwasong-12 launched from the Sunan region near Pyongyang, traveling some 2,700 kilometers and reaching an altitude of about 550 kilometers.
And it is designed to carry a warhead, a payload. It is not a space launch vehicle like the Unha-3, for example. So it's not the kind of rocket you would use to launch a satellite.
The latest missile launch comes in the midst of joint military exercises conducted by U.S. and South Korean forces that Pyongyang has repeatedly denounced as a prelude to invasion. A European-African summit in Paris on migration Monday agreed to a plan to try to stem the flow of illegal human trafficking and support nations struggling to contain the flow of people across the desert and waters of the Mediterranean. Niger's president, Mahamadou Issoufou, said he cannot bear watching Africans die in efforts to reach Europe. Leaders of Germany, France, Italy, Spain, Chad, Niger, and Libya agreed to create a mechanism to identify legitimate migrants fleeing war and persecution before they embark on the dangerous journey and register them through the UN. This is VOA.